I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As conflict in Iran raises concerns about shipping routes and regional stability, Helen Williams says World Missionary Press is watching closely for gospel opportunities.
I've been here a long time, and I've seen the Lord open doors in places where there weren't open doors, and all of a sudden we had material that we could send, and we had open hands saying, if you've got anything, send it to us now.
Farsi scripture resources are printed and ready to reach Iranians. They're just waiting for the right distribution channels. Pray for ministry partners distributing scripture in difficult places. And consider coming alongside to help put God's word into waiting hands. We'll connect you at our website.
Our little 48-page scripture booklets in 355 languages, they cost us about 6 cents a piece to print. There's no greater bargain in the world than that.
And more than 14,000 people recently gathered in Siem Reap, Cambodia for a Christian festival put together by 470 local churches across five provinces. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World notes a majority of the population is 18 and under.
This whole generation doesn't know the Khmer Rouge. And so now this is a generation that is open to the gospel. I don't think we've seen that many young people at one of these international festivals.
Approximately 2% of the population is Christian, but there's a growing movement of home churches. This event aimed to help connect new believers with these churches.
In the midst of crisis, we're bringing Jesus Christ, who brings true hope and peace.
Pray for the safety of these churches and that the gospel seed sown at this event will continue to grow. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.